In New Zealand, the government's announced a $400 million package to modernise classrooms, fix roofs and gutters, and improve heating and lighting. Over 2,000 eligible schools will receive a one-off cash injection of between $50,000 and $400,000. Integrated schools are excluded. The principal of State Integrated School John Paul College in Rotorua, Patrick Walsh, says he's hopeful that integrated schools will be able to negotiate a similar maintenance deal.
It's a great surprise, and I'm sure all principals throughout New Zealand would be delighted in the announcement. We've been struggling in the school sector with water tightness issues in schools, overcrowding, the requirement of new schools in growing populations such as Auckland and Tauranga, and many of the buildings do require updating to become more modern learning environment. So I'm sure the announcement that we've had by the Prime Minister and Minister of Education will be very, very welcome.
So obviously your school is not included in this list. What do you think about that?
Well, there are arrangements between state integrated schools and the Crown. So we're hopeful that the integrated school sector will be able to negotiate funding agreements with the Crown so that those who choose to go to a state integrated school know that they're going to be in facilities that are equal to those students in state schools, because at the end of the day, all students attending schools in New Zealand deserve to be in high quality classrooms.
That's Patrick Walsh from John Paul College in Rotorua talking to our reporter Chen Liu.